Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about coronavirus cases that appear to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the victimization of foreigners in South Africa following the launch of Operation Dudula, meant to drive out foreigners from the neighboring country amid incidents of locals attacking truck drivers and destroying their permits. The locals are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs.
In Zimbabwe, COVID-19 cases are also going down, leading to the opening of schools this week. The Minister of Health reported yesterday that one person died of COVID-19, while 137 new cases were recorded countrywide. Zimbabwe so far recorded 230,740 confirmed cases, 221,983 recoveries, and 5,367 deaths. To date, a total of 4,296,514 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,326,819 have so far had their second dose. 71,095 people have so far received their third dose.
Wongo wadio watereri ni watariri. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndi nemi mune chino churongwa, chatinotarisa zvirikusangana vana veZimbabwe, vari kunze kwenyika, nemi vari munyika, nhasi uri musi wechitatu, tichitarisa musi wechitatu 9 kukadzi 2022. Hurukuro yedu tiri kutarisa denda reCOVID-19 ratinotanga kupai update mazuva ose nezvinenge zvichiitika munyika. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa neCOVID-19. Kwakaitawo vamwe vane chitsama vakawanikwa vaine denda iri vanosvika 137 kana kuti 133 nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Kushaya kwemunhu mumwe chete kwakaita kuti uwandu hwevanhu vafa neCOVID-19 hunge huchisvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana matatu nemakumi matanhatu nevanomwe 5,367. Ndo vanhu vafa nedenda iri kubva paratanga munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID kubva zvayatanga munyika hwakasvika pazviuru mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nemazana manomwe ane makumi mana, kana kuti 230,740 confirmed cases. Vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga vakasvika mamamiriyoni mana ane zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu nemazana mashanu negumi newana 4,296,514 ndovabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Tisakangona kuti kurudzire hurumende ndeyekuti kubayiwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 miliyoni kana kuti mamiriyoni gumi. Saka vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri kuti tinge tichitarisa kusvika pa10 miliyoni ipapo vasvika pamamiriyoni matatu ane zviuru mazana matatu nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu nemazana masere negumi nevapfumbamwe 3,326,819. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu inonzi booster shots ndo vasvika pa71,095 kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nechimwe nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu 71,095 ndo vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yechitatu. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa kushungurudzwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri muSouth Africa, kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vari kushungurudzwa pasi pechirongwa chakaparurwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa chinonzi Operation Dudula, chavari kuti chakanangana nekuburitsa vasiri vemunyika iyi muSouth Africa imomo. Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanoshanda zvikuru maboka ekutyairwa kwedzimotokari hombe kana matraka aya anonzi magonyeti, pamwe chete nevanoshanda munzvimbo dzinotengeserwa zvekudya marestoranti nemahotera ndevamwe vanhu vari kunangwa kana kutagetwa nechirongwa ichochi zvakanyanya. Takaona mazuva apera mutungamiri werimwe bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF Julius Malema vachipinda mumarestoranti kana munzvimbo dzekudyira nechikwata chavo vachiyambira vanhu vekunze pamwe nevashandirwi kuti vanoda uwandu wakadi wevanhu vanofanira vachishanda vekunze zvichienzaniswa neuwandu wakadi wevana veSouth Africa vanenge vachishanda. Ndo nyaya imwe yatinenge tichitarisa nhasi muchirongwa Gibbs.
Ke kujalo sivile kukhulunywa ngojonga namhlanje ke sine ndaba ezithize esikhuluma ngazo. Wokuqala sivile sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Kukhanya ke umkhuhlane lo uyehla emazweni athiyeneyo. Xa sikhangela njalo loko leZimbabwe kunjalo ngoba izikolo zigcina zivulwa izolo. Zivulwa ke ngesikhathi sukukanyazana iCOVID ayisatshayi kangako. So ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubeka ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulwe iCOVID-19 izolo, kodwa 537 bahloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuyabeka njalo ukuthi kususela ngesikhathi umkhuhlane lokuqhamuka kweleZimbabwe sokulabantu 5,367 asababulawa iCOVID-19. Lokhu ke kuphakathi kwabantu kwenani labantu abafika 230,740 asababanjwa iCOVID-19. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi abasebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bafika 221,983. Ngosuku sethu sobejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 4,296,514 labasebehlatshwe yesibili yi 3,326,819 kukhanya kunjalo sibili. Singathi izolo ke abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo uhlangothi lolu luthi bayi 209. Okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhanya khonokho ke ukuhlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza kwele South Africa yilabo ke abakwenza ukuthiwa i-Operation Dudula. Operation Dudula leyi kwani into ehluphayo kakhulu. Bangena emkambo befike beyothi sicela ubontweni ungangaphi, xa ngowezimbabwe kumbe ungowemalawi kumbe ungowemozambique kumbe ngaphi ngaphi Nigeria, bathi phuma uhambe ikakhulu nxa ungela amaphepha ngokusebenza kulelo lizwe. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abakusolayo kakhulu kulokho kwenzakalayo ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumbula kuhle sibili ibandla le-ANC lebandla lezaphu balwa ndawonye ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakule Zipra kube sisiwa lemkhonto wesizwe kuyiba baqala impi okuthiwa ke i-Operation wangenelana i-Luthuli Detachment kwakungamaibutho le-Zipra lebutho lemkhonto wesizwe. So abantu bathi lingakukhohlwa khonokho ukuthi imkhonto le-Zipra zalwa ndawonye. Ngakho ke i-South Africa kumele ibonge ukuthi iZimbabwe yanceda kakhulu kukhonokho ke ukukhulula abantu. So ke khonokho ukuthi kugijinyiswe abantu bekweleZimbabwe imkhanyazane kuyabakhathaza ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi. Siyabona ukuthi nxa bengena emkambo khonaphana abantu bayapanika, abanye babaleka egcwale indawo yonke balahla impahla yabo njonga kukhanya kulo buzima sibili obunye obumangalisayo. So ke lalaba abatshayela izimota labo bayakhala sibili bathi umuntu yathi lokho etshayela imota uzokuthiwa mana la phuma sikubone. Omunye bemkhathi sibili bomjango oswazi okunye okumangalisayo umuntu omdala ezibuhlungu, umuntu omdala ulabantwana ulemuli ulezihlobo ulabangani. So kukhanya kulo buhlungu ejoka.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri manzwa shoko rokutaurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube vandiinaye muchirongwa. Gibbs, iye zvino tave nemumwe vadare vedu vari vesangano revatyairi vemarori mahombe kana matraka inonzi United Truck Drivers Association vaColin Chosa. Makadii vaChosa? Muri kundinzwa zvakanaka. Aiwa.
Ndirikunzwa yangu zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Vachosa, totanga hangu nefunga nekukanda mubvunzo uri muchirungu kuti tese tinge tichibatsirika mukunzwa zviri kuitika. Last week we understand your members were on a stay away. May you update us on the current situation?
Oh yes, it's true. Yes, last week we had a stay away which started on the 17th of January to the 4th of February. Officially, people started talking about it from the 31st of January to the 4th of February. The stay away went well. We had a lot of achievements so far from the period of the stay away. We have noticed that the media and also officials in the higher authorities started talking about the issues or the grievances that were put across by the United Truck Drivers Association.
So what are the grievances?
The grievances that civilians are harassing foreign drivers, asking for papers, and driver's license. They take away those papers, they tear them away. So after that, they go on talking, saying that they are illegal. And yet they are the ones who took those papers. So those were some of the grievances. And the issues were taken to the police. Some are still with the police. And some of our grievances were that the law was not being exercised fully on the perpetrators. But as a result of this tear away, we have noticed some changes on the authorities, especially on the police, that there were some arrests being made. Recently, they tried to demonstrate here in Cape Town, but they were quickly arrested for such behavior. And we also have an unconfirmed case. It's just one case today of a truck driver who was complaining that his truck was bent, but it's not yet confirmed. But those are some of the things that we are facing. And yes, we have seen a lot of progress in terms of changes in regards to our stay away, meaning that the message which was sent to the authorities, it was received. And we are starting to see some action now on the ground. So we are very happy about that.
And what are your employers saying about this?
Of course, they complain. It's the usual thing. They complain, but, well, what can they do? This is being perpetrated by people who are, you know, saying we are protesting. Our voices were not heard. So it's just an ongoing thing. We are living with it.
And I suspect that you are fearing for your lives, right?
Yes, every day it's fear. Every time you climb onto that truck, then your life expectancy is reduced, you know. We just live with fear, and also the trauma caused by the actions. Imagine you are a father, you are driving your truck, then someone just comes and say, jump up and claps you. Imagine that experience alone. Even after that, you won't be the same. So most of our members, we are living with that fear, and of which is one of the major grievances that we sent to the government to say, please bring a stop to such activities.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. I'm trying to bring in Professor Ricky Mukonza, but I'm not sure whether he is available because I'm seeing him in staging here. I don't think he's readily available. Let's see. Imi vachosa ndokunga nerurimi rwa munokuluma futi ka
aiwa anditauri
anikuluma ndava ndabambi tichaedza kuvabata parunhare kuti vange vachikuluma asi timbudza nerurimi rwa mai rweshona kuti zvii zviri kuitika kwamuri tinonzwa kuti mamusi iri kuenda kumabasa kwesvondo rose svondo rapera
Svondo rese tanga takazorora takaita inonziyo choose down tandakambogadzika zvokushandisa pasi tichiratidzira kuhurumende nemarelevant authorities ekuno kusouth africa kuti anga achitarisa matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nesuma driver mumugwagwa matambudziko akafanana nekuti vanhuwo zvavo vanongouya vachingoti tipei mapepa tipei ma-driver's license vachibvunza mibvunzo yakawanda wanda votora mapepa aya then vobvarura then automatically you become watove an illegal immigrant ndo madambudziko atandiri kusangana nawo saka sesangano takakurudzira mamembers edu kuti sekuratidzira ngatimboisai matools down chirongwa ichi chakaenderera zvacho mberi zvakanaka hapana kuitika dambudziko rekuti kuti zvinhu zvakapwanywa kana kuti violence yakaitika hapana tairatidzira zvedu tiri kudzimba.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I now have Mr. Bernard Ndavambi. Well, sorry, I've mentioned his name. I didn't check with him whether he's comfortable with that. But he's a member of the United Truck Drivers Association. Mr. Ndavambi, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr.
Ndavambi. Yes, muri kunzvikira kure. Ngazi kuti Gibbs yakuzwa.
Maybe I need to speak louder.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is it better now?
Gibbs, can you hear him?
Yes, but you can up it
again. Okay, if you can shout it just for some few minutes, go ahead, Mr. Ndavambi. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's fun.
Okay. So, Gibbs.
And thank you for having me also.
Yeah, I just share it to you, Muhammad Jan, when I'm... how's it going?
Sengathi
wena ngwakho ke bake bakwethusela yini kumbe wazi abanye abayethuselwe
abazanga bathusele mina mara sinawo ama records njengoba mina ngiyinye member vele ye United Truck Drivers Association ngimmeli wawo umunye wabameli bayo association le so ngisinawo ama records vele akhona ku website yethu and ayakhomba vele ukuthi lowo bashile loba mshayile bathatha amaphepha wakhe wawadabula vele amapisi abanye wahamba nawo saza vele bayenze i-roadblock futhi baphinde bathi i-people are not documented asandi kuthi bangaba bakhona mara bayadabula amaphepha
isingathi-ke lina khonapho uhulumente uthini silike lakhulumisana la yini ngakhonakho
ukukhulumisana nabo
ye nohulumente
i-government siyibhalele angithi sayibhalela since u-October last year sibe singasheshi ukuthola impendulo mara sakuchubeka vele sayenza i-action yethu vele ukuthi senze i-stairway e-soft sikhomba vele ukuthi heyi asikho safe la sabona vele i-social media vele yasilanda sakhuluma i-government sibe sithumela ama-email aphendulwa vele leso sikhathi sicabanga ukuthi vele i-stairway le ibe-effective too much ku-government and kuza la ku-platform yase-social media ngoba i-social media vele ine-power yenza ukuthi noma i-government vele ingafuni vele kushega vele hhayi bazwenza i-action noma ungasiphenduli siyabona vele ukuthi sebebopha abantu babo ngoba 2 days ago babebakhona babhale i-strike yabo e-Cape Town baphinde bayiyenza bavala imigwaco mara mabavala kwashesha vele baboshwa bayi-15 so siyabona vele is for the first time kubona lokho vele ukuthi abantu bayenza i-protest endleleni bavala imigwaco bakhuluma indaba zamadrayiva babotshwa these are my first time since 2011 yiza la
singathi-ke alethuki yini lina kumbe ngithi kulethusa kanganani khonokho okwenzakalayo njalo lindlela yokuzivikela yini
anytime bhuti wami impilo ingachitheka vele anytime ubani nomubani uma mina ngikhuluma kanje endleleni anything is possible mara that's why sazama ukuthi sibe ne-association sibe legal sikwazi kuba i-voice for the voiceless manje sokungathi kuyasebenza noma bona be-ATDF kuna-association ethi-ATDF from KZN yiyo kahle kahle ine-violence le mara angeke sikwazi ukuthi yonke i-action eyenzakalayo vele nakonke vele kushaya abantu nokuwathathela amaphepha vele nokubancindisela yibo mara imoda zoparandi indlela yenziwa nayo nalawa vele abantu bayenza langala yiyo vele imoda zoparandi indlela bebasebenza nayo be-ATDF so azikwazi ukuwakhipha kunalezi zindawo vele
ye kunjalo ke jonga siyamuzwa sintuthini so basically he's saying that they have written to the government and they are willing to go all over the show like on social media you know to highlight their plight and he says no, they're fearing for their lives. Mm-hmm. Like what Mr. Chosa was saying, you know, that the situation is really bad on the ground. And he says they will try by all means to highlight their plight whenever it is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs. And this is your good job, Ndabambi. Mune wengu wa ere kutumuno kwa nakumboramba. Mune pa churongo wa chedu.
Andoko na kumboti mine sio.
Thank you. Siyabonga kakulu. Just keep on holding. Let me try to see if Professor Mkonza can come in, Gibbs. Hello, Professor
Mkonza. Yeah, I think
Mkonza.
He's got a challenge there. Maybe.
Yes.
Remember, Mr. Dube, kuke kwaba le organization ebipusha ukuthi bring our land back ebibhekane ebingathi inkulumo yakhona ebiqondise kwabamhlophe. Ngicabanga ukuthi kunyaka enye ko umnyaka odlulele ngendaba ye bring back our land. So kufanele sizibuze ekucaleni ukuthi yaphelela laphi ena leyo nkulumo. Uzonanzelela ukuthi ududula lo kulabantu abamfandayo ngokuthi abamsponsayo ukuthi abantu bekhohlwe igama lelithi bring back our land. Labo bantu manje sibe focus kwesinye isizwe simnyama. Yikho engingakutsho ukuthi labana abantu okwakubhekise kibo mhlawumbe namhlanje ngabe sokuyiba sebesponsa laba bantu. Nanzelela ududula okhona manje. Full structure unama-informu uhamba all over. Uthi siyakhanyela le ndoda elida ududula namhlanje uzathola ukuthi izithombe zayo ezinye inabelungu nama-ministers okhomba ukuthi bayabamba imihlangano epusha into le. Remember ukuthi ama-party alama-pressure manje ukuthi khona abantu bafuna imisebenzi. So bakhona like amanye futhi athintekayo intonele afana labo-DA layo futhi i-ANC ngoba ile challenge yokuthi ifuna ama-supporters. So undoda lowo uyamthola ekulukwani, umthola all over, uhamba ngani, imali uyithatha ngani? Remember ama-organization e-South Africa afana labo-Dudula lawo asstructure 9 manje lesileyi iphelele inkulu ayimoshi lutho idudula abantu okhomba khona ukuthi ibale paperwork laba bantu bafanda ngabelungu. Kufanele sikudingisise kahle kanti bafanda ngobani. So abelungu thina sifokasa ngokuthi siyadudulana thina sodwa abamnyama bona siba siyakhohlwa ngendaba lena yokuthi bring back our land.
Yes, Jonga, what you're saying is that indications are that there are some political parties that are actually feigning this kind of harassment of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Operation Dudula on its own cannot stand, on its 2 feet. So what's happening is that there are certain whites that are pushing a certain agenda. He says, remember the demand by some black South Africans for land, So he says some people got upset about.
Okay. Maybe we can hear from.
Yes. Okay, so can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So they're saying they want people to, focus on these trivial issues instead of the land question in South Africa. So he's really not happy about what is going on in South Africa. So he says, please, against black now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Mr. Chosa, your take on what the other gentleman just said.
Yeah, that one it's a big issue. I'm not very sure if I can say or agree with him on that aspect, but it looks like that there are some elements, but without evidence to say. There are elements that are failing that I don't think I can agree on that one. The situation, yes, people are they are fighting for their territories. And to me, I think they are fighting the wrong people, because we are all of the same mother. We are all of the same color. Why should we fight one another for territory when we know the people who don't belong to this continent? They are there and they are actually free. Nobody harassed them. But if you look at me, your fellow brother, then you say, to Dula, and you know, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's a topic for other institutions to deal with that. Institutions like Pan-African institutions, those can tackle those issues very well.
But you said this is a brother versus brother issue. The fact that the other brother is accusing you of stealing his job, and those other people, foreigners from other countries, say white, they see them as people who are bringing employment to them, not stealing their jobs from them.
Yes, like I said, that it might be a wrong institution to talk about that, because this issue goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. It comes to the way we are educated. We are educated to believe that other races can bring something good for us. Whereas if we are to go deeper, you would find that we as fellow brothers, we are the actual people who can help each other, other than someone from other lands. Because those people are doing it for their survival. They can just do anything to protect their territories. And we are just being victims.
And they exploit natural resources too.
You see, so we are just being victims of a system that is being perpetuated through, you know, colonial systems which were put in place. So the whole thing goes back to the educational system itself, because what we are dealing with now, we are not even taught in schools. Even our children are not even taught that in schools. So there's a very big misunderstanding among fellow brothers here.
Thank you so much.
So looking at you know, the dimension of this kind of problem, how best can it be tackled, you know?
In my own view, how best we can tackle this is that we create institutions, separate institutions from the traditional institutions that we know, institutions like SADC, institutions like AU. We must create specific institutions. Like, if we are to deal with the issues of land or issues of law, we must create institutions that really deals with our traditional laws as Africans, and also look into Eurocentric laws, the Roman Dutch laws. Because what I see, there's sort of an incompatibility here. Dutch law cannot be compatible with African laws. We need to take our laws to supersede foreign laws which were imposed on us. Because if you look at the constitution itself across Africa, the constitutions that they are using, they were designed to protect a lot from us. Whatever was taken from us is protected by the constitutions. So it needs institutions to deal with constitutions as well. Yeah, but like I said, I'm talking at a Pan-African level, where Pan-Africanists should create those institutions. And institutions like AU and SADC, ECOWAS, they must collaborate with the emerging institutions, because the emerging institutions are being created by the new generation, and of which the traditional institutions were created by the older generations. And so they are being irrelevant to the questions that are affecting people right now as we speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. Give you still have Mr. Ndabambi on the phone.
Yes, siyakubona Ndabambi. So ke baba Ndabambi, siyazi ukuthi lokho khona kolapho. Akusitshela ukuthi nxa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenzweni. Sizacela njalo ujonge ukuthi aphenduke khonapha kwezethi isho yethu ihambe kuhle. Kunazana ujonga kanti emele isophumeliyeke. So siyacela ube khonapha ujonga. So ke ubona ngani kumele kwenzweni kwenzele ukuthi konke lokhu kulungiswe ngemfanelo uya phambili khonapha abantu abantu.
Mina ngiyabonga. Mina ngibona ukuthi vele lento le inesikhathi vele abaningi bethu, abaningi babosisi bethu nabobhuti bethu bazelwe, bafundisiwe ukuthi vele into lezi sinendawo yethu, sineculture yethu, asiaccommodate abanye. Ma abanye sebebuya laphana sigqeka bona ungathi asiboni bantu, sibona inyamazana oyinye nje emangazayo. And asibamkheli. Kubangelwa kakhulu nendlela esikhula ngayo, esifundiswa ngayo. So mina ngibe ngithemba ukuthi isikhulu zabohulumeni, all governments in Africa, kuthi basifundise sibe ne-curriculum maybe e-1 ezofundisa abantu ukuthi alikho ilizwe lakhe lathola inkululeko lilodwa, lisibele. Sasizana. Ene namanje ayikho ilizwe elizophila lilodwa namandla osizwalo, lisibile lenje. Lingathengiselani nabanye, lingahambiselani nabanye, alikho. And imfundo siyafunda. And futhi umuntu wase-Africa oyaziyo kahle kahle ukuthi usukaphi. Mina kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi ngisuke eZimbabwe. Ngiyayidentify wanephepha ilibhale nabelungu. Abelungu laba vele baba neproblem yokubhala bafaka ama-demarcation. Lawa ama-demarcation siyawavumela manje. Sithi sikhululekile kanti engqondweni yethu asikakhululeki. Njengamanje into yase-South Africa lapha i-document, iphepha, balela lona, ma ungenalo vele lala, soyahlekwa, soyafa, uyinyamazana, awunarespect, awuhlonipheki. So angazi, ngithemba ukuthi ama-government angazi ukuthi bakhulu ama-president abayiboni naye le ndawo ngoba bona bayabambana kahle. Khona manje nginikeze imifanekiso. Uyashayewa maybe ufuna kwenza ne-politician waseZimbabwe. Uyabaleka manje, uyajampa iboda, uhamba kanjani, akuna document. Uyongena kunaleli lizwe, bambiza i-diplomat. Mathi bathi diplomat, bamnika ama-pepa, ayamlanda la ahlala khona. Aphinde abe nabo security baleli lizwe. Mara thina siyasebenza, sikhona la, siyadonetha, siyaphumisa i-tax nani, siyacontribute to the economy. Yelizwe lelo esihlala khona. Asihlonipheki.
Bayasilanda why, nase lokhu siyakuzwa kakhulu ke pho ke uhulumende engaqala ngaphi ngodaba lolo.
Uhulumende kakhulu vele uyabona umuntu wase-Africa akazi ukuthi usukaphi ngoba isikhathi zembi kuyenzeka yonke into, yonke into. Mara la uphumela khona bakutshelile abazali bakho ukuthi wena wadla. Kahle kahle bona ma ubalandela ilineji yabo uzothola ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe. Mara basukele 90 years, 150 years back. So singena siyahlakahlakahlangana vele. Abanye bathi suke DRC, amaZulu asuka kuphi kuphi, wabona. Asinayo i-origin, esiyaziyo ukuthi i-Africa neyethu, singama-African. Mara ama-demarcation aze nabelungu, siyaxubeka naleyo ndaba ye-colonization. That's why we are, i-government kumele itakele lo, at the continental level. And regional level, and then
you can't
be level.
Yes, I've been talking about Kulumayo. I think he's speaking the same language with Mr. Chosa on Pan-Africanism. He says, you know, these immigration papers are only pieces of, you know, written on pieces of paper, but Africans are Africans, so there should be some kind of coordination between governments, you know?
Yes. I think he wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Ndabambi.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's ngiyabonga. Enye into vele mina engiyaziyo into angifanele ukuthi ngicele ukuthi ngicaphe umfula. Ngiyakunale pressure yakomfula ngiyohlala khona. Abadala bethu bokhawunda, boSamora Macheno, boMandela, boMgabe, boKhamuzi, bebahamba ngokuqala uNkomo, bebahamba bekhona document. Bayohlala kahle. Khona manje sesifunulekile sokufunela kakuthi ngicele manje ngizabe umfula ngiyakwelinye indawo. Ngicele futhi. Angazi ukuthi inkululeko leyo kuba bami babaleka impi la ahamba eMozambique uyolala nabo sisile abaleka akazi ukuthi usiye sithi une pregnancy awusibhele nasisilo akakwazi ukuzotshela umntwana lo ukuthi mina ngazaliswa nomuntu umuntu obabaleka impi angazi ukuthi wayakuphi baningi bezizala kanjalo umuntu uphinde ube umuzi uphinde ube umhlobo kanti i-origin yethu asiyazi kahle so sizondelanani kahle kahle uzolandela ilineji yakho uyibone ukuthi wena awusuwala eSouth Africa kahle kahle yini undabantu wasezimbabwe.
So it's touching a raw nerve there, you know. When we talk about some of these marriages and whatever, South Africans are even complaining that Zimbabweans
are
stealing their wives.
Their wives and the girlfriends.
That's another issue there, maybe.
Silela umsebenzi ukuthi sisetshenziswe mawufika ko 50 years ipay isalary angeke uyenze lutho naye ulungise ikusasa kwefamily kwemuntu angeke iyashota noma ungakaholi mawuhola namhla ipeli uphinde uye emsebenzini asali ukuthi kumele isebenze abanye bayenza ama investors mara ukulwela nokudla ukubulala okwazi umuntu umgwadle umsebenzi angitemba ukuthi amaAfrika ukuphuphu ngoba esikazembi sike siyakhona la ukuthule khona sisizwe laphana into zokulwa nazo nani ama-equipment aphelele aphindela akuye nakazo sisizane kanjalo kuziyikhululeke i-Afrika kona manje silwela umsebenzi umsebenzi uza nabelungu wena awukwazi ukucasha awufuna ukucasha kuba yicashi nangifuna ukuba yicashi zonke zifuna ukusebenza i-mentality ifakwe nguyo nama-president we-education system yase-Africa ukuthi when I grow up I want to be a soldier when I grow up I want to be a farm manager. Nobody wants to be an entrepreneur. You don't want to be an entrepreneur. You know, then the white man is coming from overseas. Uyezala, akapatanga lutho. Lutho. Uyofika ne good business proposal. Uyayivala, uyothola imali ebank. Ama finance afithi nawo. Kumele achinje, achinje futhi indlela asenza ngawo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba indaba. So it's even touching the aspect of investment, you know.
Yes.
Saying, you know, when outsiders come, especially whites, they make project proposals and get finances from the banks. So it says all that should change because blacks are being discriminated against. Yes. So I think there's an issue there. So maybe we can go to Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe just briefly. Babu Mathe, now so ubona konoku okhulunywa ngabantu lapha, ubona njani? Sondela ifoni yakho ye.
President bethu kuza addressa kusasa sisilalele phone ukuthi sizezwa ukuthi uthini kodwa ayikho inkulumo esibhekeleyo kuyeza phela kuye ngoba ngikhumbula ukuthi lo president osiphethe manje ungomunye umhlobo ngathi ungumntwana wabelungu kodwa Friday ngingaxoxa lo mntwana kwaZulu endlunkulu ngodaba lolu isimanga ngithe ngifika ngibavakatshele endlini yabo athola bedlala irumba ngoma zecholojo. Ma amadoda lawa ngawukuzwa ukuthi ngoba phela manje isikhathi sesidula thina likhazwa kana dlala bathi bona impendulo abasayifuna ukuthi baqale bephendule ngendaba ye-Brinkley. Ile nje yabo kuqala andibana bengena. So bona bathi isimanga abantu abathi Operation Vula abakhuluma ulimi lwabo. Kanti why bengasebenzisi elinye igama elilanguage yabo abayisebenzisayo. Bengasebenzisi ududula u-ether besebenzise ngoba undodalwane ophuthe lanto ngathi ngumsuthu ukuthi wayengafaki igama lesisuthu njengoba kunguye ophusha lepho bafuna ukuthi kungcoliswe igama labo. So bengifisa ukuthi Mr. Dube mali ngaba lesikhathi ngixoxe labo abantwana basendlunkulu maybe kukhona ukuthi esingakuthola ngoba manje ungananzelela songathi uma kuthiwa dudula tho ukuthi ngamazulu asidudulayo kuyazwakala kani songathi ngamazulu asidudulayo.
Yeah, so siyayizwa ipoint yakho. So yes,
kumele ngizodalwana ngisafisa futhi ukuthi akahambele kunale kwazi simbone ukuthi uyadudula khona le because simbone Phulukwane simbone eSoweto. Okunye bengicela ebantwini bakithi yes basidudula kodwa asizameni sisemzini ukuziphatha ukuziqoqa sihloniphe njalo sihloniphe namasiko abo ngaze besidudule kanjani asingabadukini sibabizeezikubuka abantu abangafundanga sasa kuyajika sokathi thina yithi esirongo endaweni yabo asihlonipheni indawo yabo sibaphe ispace sibone ukuthi bazasidudula beze beyefika ngabo Lomuntu sponsor lento le sponti mali ati apelela.
Yes, I was a good commander. So what he's saying here, Jonga, is something that is, you know, has not been said in the past. So he's saying that the royal family, that is the Zulu royal family, is not happy that these people are using the word or the phrase Operation Dudula. They are saying the person who's actually pushing this agenda is a guy that should be using Sutu or something, because they are saying they are not interested in this Operation Dudula. They've got an interest in their land, you know, getting their land back instead of what all that is happening. But nonetheless, he says even foreigners should make sure that they follow laws, South African laws, so that they don't find themselves in sixes and sevens. So he says, please, behave yourselves, and at the end of the day, you're going to get where you want to be. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue there.
Regai chinzwe kuna vachosa, vachosa. Hanzi iwa noteira iwe mitemo kuitira kuti munge muchikwanisa kugadzikana munyika yamuri. Toka tango bato onyaye kuti vamwe vanenge vachitaiwa migano yakazoviswa nevarungu. Asi chiri kushanda iye zvino ndochiripo chatakabata chemigano ichocho tofanira kuti tizvitevere. Pindurai chinzwe.
Aiwa mutemo unofanira kuteerwa. Ndosaka muchiona takaumba sangano United Truck Drivers Association. Kuratidza kuti kuteera mutemo, hatifuda kutora mutemo toisa mumaoko edu sezvinoita mamwe mapato vanotora mutemo voisa mumaoko avo. And at the end of the day, ari kukwara, it's your fellow brother, it's your fellow sister. Chandinokuda kukurudzira kune vamwe vedu ave muno muSouth Africa nechekuti despite my problems, I certainly no face, but I got any tolerance to one another because we are all the same. We are all Bantu people, one of the greatest tribes or the biggest tribes in Africa, the Bantu. We are all Bantu because whether you speak Zulu, whether you speak Xhosa, whether you speak Shona, whether you speak Tswana, it's all Bantu. Saka, todakuwa kuruzraya papo, tuwange, watore that level of tolerance from that from the fact that we are all Bantu. Gatungo tolerate ani TSSV na wemunu mwacheti.
Asi vachosa, pane chakaipa here kuti munhu kana kuti mwana wepamba ataurire vabereki kana kutsura mumwe wepane zvidhoa auya kunokwata kuti aiwa enda unodya umba kwenyu.
Ishu yacho inodipenda kuti tiri kuitorera papi. Because kana ari mwana wepa next door achinzi enda unodya umba kwenyu, pane mafactors anenge achiconsidwa apa, nekuti anenge achinzi akaenda kumba kwavo at least anokwanisa kudya. But ko kana ari mwana wepa next door pane nzara, can we encourage mwana wedu kuti dzinga here mwana auya kuti azodyawo nesu pano, nekuti kumba kwavo hakuna chekudya. Saka mamwe macircumstances ane merit, dai kuzvitota samerit yacho. Mukatarisa kuti tiri kuno kuSouth Africa vazhinji and vamwe vari all over the world, they are not there by choice. Anti munoona pane chakatoita kuti asumuke munhu achiti rega ndiende kunotsvaga homa from manyoro. Izvozvo ndozvimwe zvatinofanira kuconsider. Saka kana my fellow brothers edai kana achiti tarisa, they must also look at the merits of our cases. Why are we here? We are not here by choice. And as because of circumstances.
They are urging Zimbabweans to go back home and rebuild their economy and make sure that it matches, if not surpass, theirs. What's your response to that?
I think based on the experiences that we have experienced now, everyone now thinks or is just preparing to go home and do something to develop home. For these past years, you would find that all those efforts were repressed or they were suppressed by force of arms. That's why you find people could not do something significant to change their lives, because the minute you start even by advocating, you are labeled, you are a terrorist or something of that sort, or you are jailed. So the environment at home really did not promote, you know, such innovation. But we hope that if the political landscape is to change, maybe a new government is going to come in, something like that, we are all going to rally back home to start developing the place. And because during this period, a lot of people have gained a lot of experience. It's true. It's true. We can go back and develop home better than any other countries. If we are to look at our historical background, we are actually advanced in terms of some other aspects. If we are to talk of land at home, land belongs to the people. But in some other countries, they still don't own land, even after some years of independence. So, yes, it's very, very practical and very, very possible. We can go back home and develop home.
So right now, what is stopping you from going home?
Whatever forced us from leaving home is still there. The problem or that factor is still there. It's not factored out yet. But you'll find the minute that problem is factored out, we'll go back home faster than we came here.
So I assume it is the economic situation and political situation as well. So maybe something else, I don't know.
It's economic. It's economic. Myself, when I was home, I was not even politically active. But I was just an ordinary person trying to do business in my space. But because of inflation and unfriendly, you know, policies within our circles, we could not even do something that is meaningful to sustain even myself, not talking of my family. So, yeah, the situation is not friendly. It's not friendly.
And at the same time, there are these things that we cannot ignore, and most of them are very social in terms of your interaction with South Africans. You know, when it comes to the level of having girlfriends and all those kind of things, is that a problem, really? That can lead to...
I don't see any problem, because most of these South Africans, they are our relatives. You see, when they were starting mining here, our fathers, our forefathers, our grandfathers were taken from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe here. And they've got a lot of families here. These are our relatives. They just don't know that we are related by blood. So that issue to say we are taking their girlfriends from who? Because they are ours. We are the same people.
Yes, this is yeah.
Like I said, that is just a misunderstanding. We need to educate ourselves in terms of our historical backgrounds and define who really we are. You'd find that, do you know there are Xhosas in Zimbabwe there?
Yes, yes, yes. In Zimbabwe.
Yeah, yes, you see. Mm-hmm. So we are just one and the same people. We are. I don't know who's putting those barriers or who's defining all those things. But to me, we are the same.
What I know is that there are Xhosas, there are Vendas, there are Sotos, there are Ndebeles who are half Zulu, you know?
Yes, so, yes.
Just like that, you know?
Yes, everyone in Zimbabwe is also here. But and to hate ourselves to such levels, to say Dudula or to give each other names, it just shows that misunderstanding. I don't blame them myself, because they were not taught.
But Mr. Xhosa, is it not that you are saying this for your advantage?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not for my advantage. It's a fact. We are related.
let's hear from Mr. Ndababi Gibbs.
Ndababi, this is our talking piece.
Abafazi kahle kahle uyabona uma ulala nomfazi
imvumelano and kunemtando phakathi yethu sithu akufuni umuntu wesitati and sina othina siya cross the border nabo vele bala e South Africa ama driver bayoqeda vele inyanga or 33 days ukuya DRC azabuye back uzobangalambanga la embedeni lapha uzobashapha uzoba negirlfriend yasezimu aphume aye Zambia unayo aphume eZambia eDRC kunayo aphinde abe nemafoni vele wabona akuna nkinga lapho and any problem if usisi wala eSouth Africa athandana nomlungu ayikho problem bashapha lakho manje yini problem ukuthi ngizothandana na usisi la mina ifile uyangithanda nami ngiyazama ilakhi yami uyangithanda kunani iproblem ayiboni nkinga asibathathele abafazi thina ngoba bogogo bethu bahlangahlangene khona manje e-Orange Farm nogogo wami ugogo lo umna wakhe uthethwe nomalume wami wasezini emasingo waze washonela le ugogo lo masiyofika endlini yami ke manje ukhuluma isishona lula lula manje sihlukanaphi thina uzalilela uwalihlala la wathanda umuntu wasezimu wayoshonela khona esimbabwe yini iproblem
so akunankinga la
mina njengamanje mina ngithiwa uBernard Ndabambi wasezimbabwe ilayisensi yami noma ngiyiphumisa emthatha ngisuke khona izolo amapholisa abathi akekho uNdabambi wasezimbabwe uNdabambi walapho emaphondweni mangiye-KZN bathi kwajukuza kostenga ma ngifika khona ne-delivery amapholisa bayangimisa ama-traffic coops bayabona ilayisensi yami bathi lethi passport ngilethi passport bathi nguNdabambi wena ngithi yebo bathi akekho uNdabambi wasezimu uNdabambi bakhona la emazulwini ngithi angazi ukuthi boba abantu bagugi akungikombe ngiyabafuna namanje manje sihlukanaphi thina inkinga yethu yini manginikeza ubhuti uyastrike wala e-South Africa uyayibona iphasi ibhaliwe uNdabambi ukuthi uyahlanya uthi ufuna ukuthatha amashansi la ngoba ilizwe lethu namhla lishapa lakini le limohlakhele mara izolo elethu libe liyi-bread basket lifida wonke umuntu wasezathi today kwamohlakala laphana ama-government lawo a-answerable ngoba isikhathi sokuthi kutshintshwe I don't want to be political too much ukuthi ishintshwe ilizwe lethu i-political landscape ngabo-2008 utrangilayi ubawinile overwhelmingly kwaza ubaba uThabo Mbeki he was an African chair at that time wanegotiata i-deal ye-unity government kwaphela kuzangitshintshe lutho after 4 years the lifespan of that GNU was dead and then the government still continued I'm not against it, no. And recently it happened again. We thought maybe the other side had won the election. Mara, Ubabu Ramaphosa was an African chair. He went and congratulated the results. It's fine, but it was already disputed. So if you know, South Africa has contributed to our situation, they mustn't just tell us to go and correct our issues there. They must also begin. Because in Zimbabwe, at one time it was in. Thabo Mbeki was saying that Ma Alkapum Fula, I am Zimbabwe, who are speaker, I'm intelligent, I'm Lindile. Ne ID, Yokunikas, who Thabo Mbeki. Bam tell you what you were like, Kamala Kumaji, but it's Zimbarash, Bamni, Zibi, Kamala Sona. Bahamba Nai, Bam Finale, Bamba Legisala, this other guy is a cool leg. Manja Bakona Malo, Allah, South Africa, advocate for Tutula. But in Zimbabwe, this is a lutho. Angazi ukuthi what kind of a lawyer becomes a legal practitioner without knowing history. A problem, le.
Hayi, inkinga sibili, ngoba khonapho ke ungakachana. Jonga.
Yes, aiwa, transwa, inyaya yakati Simbei Gibson, iri kukurukurwa iyi. Tinoziva kuti mukurarama, panoita nguva yekuti vanhu munenge muchiwirirana, asi pasure vanhu vozotadza kuwirirana. Nhoroondo yedu iri kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe neSouth Africa dzakabva kure dzichidyidzana kubvira munguva yehondo wataura Gibbs nyaya yekuti bato reZAP raidyidzana nebato reANC mauto avo Zipra neomukondo wesizwe vachitofambidzana asi ndo zvinhu zvaakushandurwa nevechidiki vari kukura iye zvino tinotonzwa kana muZimbabwe chaimwe pakaita nyaya dzimwe unongo wangu wachara kuti nyika kana maka isinungura isungirire painga iri tinosunungura ndo maonera anenge akusiyana asi vasiri ku appreciate kana kutenda zvinenge zvakaitwa nevakafambisa ndima nguva iyo nguva yedu yada kuti tizei gifts ndofunga unogona kukanda kuna kana vamwe vatinawo pachirongwa
iye mache ino kuchina kuna baba ino kuchina so telefoni kwa wala mja mate uyangizwa mwako na pose ino kuchina baba iye pose ino kuchina so telefoni pose ino kuchina
basi kunzwikwa
inkosi yati flatela ilizwe le South Africa inkosi mzilikazi bathi bayinikeza umlenze yathi yona umlenze wenkomoni lo ezakithe engome zona zibona yawala kudla umlenze ukhuni lwemzina lo ukhuni lungaziwayo baqala ubaswa so iganga kithi likhona asiphezenini ekhaya singahlanhlati kumbebese sesiyigcwala indawo yonke mna ngu-advise lokho sisakhela abantu babethu ngenye imini sebesenigeria khona
Yes, I was our colleague. So he's advising Zimbabweans to stay away from other people's girlfriends and wives in South Africa. He says, in the village, he's saying that don't use firewood from certain trees which you cannot use, you know, because at the end of the day, it's going to make fire. So make sure you make fire using proper firewood.
Yes, right? I remember that gives there some... trees or wood that we were told not to use because they spark a lot when they put in fire.
That's right. You can have serious problems. You
know? Yes. Even it can spark into your eyes. Let's hear from Mr. Chosa. What Chosa? Munoti in a mashokwan.
Andina Jagawanda, Andina comment.
Yeah, okay. Then Tetitarika Mashokwene Ukupeta Chirongwa. Zizamuka Kurizrawa now Zimbabwe from South Africa, Kutwanga Chi Zichengete, Zanuk Chengete Zeka. Munguwa yo ino nekuti tinoona kuti inguva yakaipa tingataura hedu tichiita kuti tirendima pano nepapo tichiseka asi inguva yakaoma nekuti mukaona mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akupindira munyaya dzakadaro vachizova ndokuzvinoita kuti wawane mavhoti zvinokanganisa magariro evanhu
apa bhati rangu rapera rakutaura kuti foni yakuta shutdown
Alright.
Asi chandingangoda kukurudzira vamwe vese vari kuno ndechekuti ngavangotedzerawo mutemo varespectiwo vamwe vedu vatinogara navo ivavavo tisaoneke tichienda pamberi kana kudzorera moto nemoto
tinotenda zvikuru vachosa regai tisare tiina vandavambi vape shoko ravo rekupedzisera gibs kana uine mubvunzo
mafuchani ndavambi maungizwa
baba ndavambi hanzi masoko enyu ekupedzisera mafuchani
mina nifuna kuti ndikurume nyeti amasouth african vobhuti vosisi vomama siyavatanda vonke kune just a problem encani nimaneninwi ngoba masi kuyalaya esouth africa bayasivulela iminyango yabo siyadlala ezindlini zabo endleleni zingalwa mara ntambama siyohlalisana kumele nje silungise iproblem encane leyo kuphela sikwazi ukuhlangana kahle 100% mara
thank you so much baba ndavambi gibs nguva yedu ndo yasvika kumagumo ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti tinge tichivhara chirongwa chedu nekuti unongoziva hanzi hapana extra time pamutambo iwoyo
live talk. That's all right. So we don't have any extra time here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ndavambi, Mr. Chosa, and Mr. Nkululeko Khumalo Ndabathi, all are based in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Juba saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti mrazu zvakanaka vateereri, ndichitenda baba Bernard Ndavambi, the United Truck Drivers Association, Vakolin Chosa, the United Truck Drivers Association, pamwe nawa Govalanda Mate, varimu South Africa. Toti, vateereri, mara zvakanaka.